AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense leaders meeting in Germany have failed to resolve a dispute over tanks to send to Ukraine. The defense minister of Poland pledged a company of 14 Leopard tanks on condition other countries also supply them. No decision has been made from the other countries. John Kirby is with the National Security Council.
We aren't arm twisting, and nobody's arm twisting us. We are working inside what you could consider a coalition of the willing here to provide Ukraine with the defense and security assistance that it needs.
Kirby also says there will be more sanctions on the Russian private military company, the Wagner Group, that has been helping Russia's military in the ongoing invasion of Ukraine.
We assess that it is likely that Wagner will continue to recruit right out of Russian prisons. Due to recent events, we assess that it is likely there are mounting tensions between Russian officials and Mr. Prigozhin.
He is the leader of Wagner. Kirby says the Treasury Department will soon designate Wagner as a significant transnational criminal organization. The National Association of Realtors says home sales tumbled last year to the slowest pace in nearly a decade. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
Mortgage rates more than doubled in 2022, and existing home sales dropped nearly 18%, the slowest year for the housing market since 2014. But the typical national home price for all of last year jumped more than 10% to just over $386,000.
A prosecutor in Florida who Governor Ron DeSantis suspended will remain out of office after a federal judge ruled he does not have the power to reinstate the prosecutor, despite finding the removal violated the First Amendment and the Florida Constitution. DeSantis suspended Andrew Warren last year over the elected prosecutor's signing of statements that he would not pursue criminal charges against seekers or providers of abortion or gender transition treatment. This is AP News. Clashes between demonstrators and police continue in Peru during a strike demanding President Dina Boluarte resign and turn power back to her predecessor.
Police fired tear gas to try to subdue thousands of protesters who have poured into the Peruvian capital, many from remote Andean regions. Demonstrators scuffling with security forces who barred them from reaching key government buildings, including Congress, as well as business and residential districts of the capital, Lima. During a national broadcast, Boluarte said there was no real benefit in the demands behind the protests and the chaos and disorder aimed to take over the government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Lawmakers in North Dakota are debating a bill that would make people pay $1,500 each time they refer to themselves or others with gender pronouns different from the ones they were assigned at birth. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.